producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. In this week's newsletter, coming out on Thursday, I found a great video on the internet, and I'm going to put it in the newsletter. It's a video that shows you that you can take a big container and you plant your daffodils, you cover them with soil, you plant some tulips, you cover them with some soil, you add some crocuses, you cover them with some soil, and then you give them a good drink of water, and you leave them outside until the weather gets really, really cold and you're getting actual freezing of the container. And then you take the container and you put it in a tool shed, in a garage, underneath a porch. And you leave it there for the winter. And if it's in a garage, it may get a little warm in there, or the tool shed. You go and you give it a little bit of water every now and then, just to make sure that it doesn't dry out. And what is so unique is your crocuses or grape hyacinths will come and bloom early. And just as they're beginning to go by, the tulips will poke through and they'll start to flower. And as the tulips are beginning to go by, the daffodils will come and bloom. And you can use the same principle in your garden. And I do it near my front steps so that when you go out, you have early crocuses, then early tulips, and then your daffodils. And it's color in an area that's 2 feet by 2 feet. And you only have to dig down about 18 inches, put some good loam, and then you start planting from there. But it will be in the newsletter on Thursday. So that if you don't have the newsletter, all you need to do is to go to paulparent.com and then click on sign up. Put in your email address, hit send, and you'll get it Thursdays free until you decide that maybe you don't need it anymore. But we have over 13,000 homes that receive it every single week. We try and put something different in it that's relevant to the time of the year. But I thought this would be a good video for you to see. And just like this past week, we put a video in that explained why the leaves change colors in the fall. And there's a lot of theories. Some people say, oh, it's because the days are short. It's because we're getting more rain. It's because it's getting cold and the leaves are getting chilled. Well, number one reason that it changes is that your trees get shorter days. they slow down and stop making chlorophyll, and the tubes that moves the energy from the leaf down to the branches to the roots begin to shut down. And the chlorophyll begins to die. Now you've got yellow and you've got orange pigment that's there. That begins to take over. And you get beautiful yellow and orange leaves. And the trees that are red, they have a different chemical that's in the leaf. And that will make them turn red. So take a look at the video. It'll explain to you why the leaves change colors. And I think that you'll enjoy it. And then you can fool your neighbors and they'll say, man, he knows everything. I can't believe it. So we're trying to make it informative. And again, it's free every single Thursday. Just go to paulparent.com. Click on sign up for newsletter and add your email address, hit submit, and you'll get it on Thursday. So this is a neat little segment that shows you how to plant bulbs in containers and in the ground. Now, if you've had a problem with moles, voles, mice, chipmunks eating your bulbs in the ground, and tulips, there are things that you can do. And number one, you can buy Neptune's Harvest crab shell. It comes in a 3-gallon, I think, in a 5-gallon container, and it's crushed bleach crab shells, and they're very sharp. So you dig a hole, you put a little bit of a layer of crab shells, set your bulbs in, add some soil, sprinkle some crab shells in there, and that will keep them out, because as they dig, they cut themselves on the edges of the crab shells. If you cannot find any, go to a feed and grain store, and you can buy a 50-pound bag for inexpensive money. You take the oyster shell, and you do it the same way. Sprinkle it in the hole, put your bulbs in, sprinkle it in your soil around the bulbs and on top. And as these rodents dig down to eat it, they'll get cut by either the crab shells or the oyster shells. And it works very good. You're not putting any poisons in the ground. You're building a natural barrier to keep the rodents from eating all of your tulips. They won't eat daffodils, they won't eat hyacinths, and how a mouse or a vole knows that a daffodil or a hyacinth is poisonous when they live in the United States, and these came from Holland, I don't know. But it works. I've tried it, and now I don't miss. Every year, I always use oyster shells because I can buy a 50-pound bag for under $10, and I can cover a very, very large area, and it will keep the rodents away, and it works very well. Now, use a bulb fertilizer at the time of planting. Don't use bone meal. The old-fashioned way was to use bone meal. Well, the rodents smell it and they say, oh, there's a dinosaur buried down here and I can have food to eat all winter. And they'll dig down smelling the bone meal and they'll eat your bulbs. And it will also attract dogs. So if you've got dogs, either yours or in the neighborhood, and they smell the bone meal in your garden, they're going to think, oh, I got a treat. And they'll start to dig. And they'll mix up all of your colors, your arrangement that you've made, and destroy all of your hard work. So stay away from bone meal. Use a special bulb fertilizer. Use the oyster shells or crab shells from Neptune's Harvest, and your bulb garden will look absolutely beautiful. And again, it's all natural, and at the same time, it's putting calcium into your soil, a fertilizer that will help your plants to become stronger. And when they get in a stress situation with not enough water, too much water, they can better cope for it. So there's a lot of things that need to be done at this time of the year. If you need some help, call right now, 855-660-4261. And we'll help you to have a good fall season.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ralph from Maine. He's got a question about chestnuts.
Ralph, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club.
Yes, I recently came back from, from Europe, and they have a lot of chestnut trees. And right now, all the chestnuts are off the trees, and I believe they're horse chestnuts that we used to use when we were kids.
Yep.
But anyhow, I took a bunch of them back, and I'd like to plant them because the trees are beautiful. And I didn't know when the best time of the year to plant them or just about how to go about planting these nuts.
Okay. What you want to do is to get like a 1 gallon pot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have any empty pots at your house,
yeah.
Okay, fill them with a good potting soil, either the Black Gold or the Ideal Organics. I don't like the Miracle-Gro because there's an awful lot of bark mulch. It's very acidic,
mm-hmm.
and I stay away from that. So the Black Gold or the Ideal Organics.
Yeah, I use a lot of the Milorganite, and I mix that in with my soil, too.
Perfect, perfect. Good. And then take your chestnut, and you'll see that there's a little kind of a grayish.
Right.
That is the top of the chestnut.
Oh, good, good.
So push it down so that the gray part faces up, and you want to cover it with about 3 inches of soil. Give it a good drink, and then put it someplace that's going to be sheltered outside. It doesn't have to go in your garage. It needs to go through a normal winter, just like when a squirrel will bury acorns. If they don't find them, then you get acorns coming up all over the yard.
Right, right.
So
right.
If you've got a deck, rain's going
to... Do I have to water it during the winter or just...
If it's going to be someplace like up against the foundation of your house, and that's where I would put it,
Right.
That way it's at least sheltered from the really cold weather.
Right.
It will freeze, but it won't freeze and thaw. It'll freeze and thaw, and it will get the natural rain, some snow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the spring, take them out, put them someplace where it's going to get a lot of sun on them, and then they'll sprout. And you're going to grow them in that container for a year.
Okay.
And then after a year, the following spring, plant it on your property wherever you would like.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll grow into a beautiful tree.
Yeah, they are nice. They're nice trees. Yeah. So, all right, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, I thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. The other thing when you're trying to make a tree like that, you need to have the cold weather. If you plant it and you keep it warm, that seed has to go through a normal weather pattern. So if you live in the north and the chestnut falls on the ground and is buried by a chipmunk or a squirrel, it goes through a cold period. So, again, I just pot them up. I put it up against the foundation of the house, and they do very, very well. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from New Hampshire. He's got a question about a flower called a canna.
Okay. Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Are you getting ready to bring your cannas in?
Well, let me tell you what happened. About a year ago, my wife was cleaning up, maybe in the middle of October, and the wife was cleaning up her flower garden. There was this plant, about 18 inches tall. She said, "What am I going to do with that?" And she didn't know what it was, and I didn't. I said, "Let's put it in a pot." So she got a 12-inch pot. We put it in there, and she watered it all winter long. And anyways, last spring, that thing started to grow in the house. We put it in our glass-in porch. And it is now probably 5.5, almost 6 foot tall. There are 12 shoots coming out of it. And there's these beautiful big yellow flowers that are blooming for the last 2 months. In fact, there's a spur coming now. So
wow.
She yanked it, and it's too big to put in the house, really.
Okay.
What did she do with it?
Okay, why don't you hold on, and we'll come back to you.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifloss is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifloss is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifloss also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifloss at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio today. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Ray, who has a giant canna that they dug out of the garden, potted, probably transplanted two or three times, and from a little seedling that started in the yard, it's now around 6 foot tall and full of beautiful blossoms. And cannas can be a wonderful plant. If you're looking for something that's going to get big, it will attract hummingbirds, butterflies and all kinds of pollinators to your yard. Now, it's inside your home, you said, right, Ray?
Yeah, where it freezes on our glassed-in porch. Not now, but I mean it will in a couple of weeks, probably. So my wife thought it was going to kill us. But I mean it's so big. We believe it's a canna. The leaves are like a foot long, 6 inches wide. I saw one a few years back, and it was called a canna. I'm pretty sure that's what this thing is. And then also the other question is, when the blossoms, you know, goodbye, they form like seeds.
Right.
And what can you do with them? Can they be planted in more cannas or what?
You can, but it's going to take an awful long time. What I would do is that plant will really benefit from going dormant. So leave it there until the plant freezes, It dies, it goes dormant, and you're going to cut it to within 3 inches of the top of your container.
Okay.
So you take that whole top right off, and then take your container and put it in the basement so that the container itself doesn't freeze solid during the winter. So you want to keep it there until the top part of the plant dies. It will send all the energy from the top into the roots. They'll be stored there. Cut everything down. Put it in your basement. And then in March, mid to late March, depending on the winter, who knows, if we have a winter like last year, it won't be until April. But when you see that the snow is done, your yard is beginning to show signs that spring is here, knock your canna out of the pot, and it is going to be a mass of stems coming from a root. And you could split the plant in 2 or 3 pieces.
Okay, right now there's like 13 shoots coming out of that 12-inch pot.
Okay, so, but you still want it to grow until winter and cold weather knocks it into dormancy. Just like dahlias, just like glads, just like begonias. Put it in your basement, pot and all, give it a good drink, and then you bring it up. Pull it out of the pot, put it on some newspaper or a sheet of plastic or a tarp, and then keep turning the ball till you see where there's a little space between plants, and take a sharp knife, cut into it, pull it apart. Cut into it, pull it apart till you cut the plant into 2 pieces.
Okay.
And if it's still really, really big, you could cut it in half again and make 4 brand new plants. And you would repot them into a 12 to 14 inch container. Give them a good drink. Put them in a nice warm area. The new growth will come out of the soil. And by the time the weather gets nice, it'll be up about a foot. You can move it outside and let your containers enjoy the weather. Feed them, water them on a regular basis, and they'll come into bloom. And the plant that you split in 4 will double its size in the new container. But now you get 4 big plants that you can enjoy for 2 or 3 years in that pot.
Wow. Well, I thank you very much. Yeah, we were really buffaloed because, you know, like I say, when she can't even remember putting it in a garden, and all of a sudden this thing was just a beautiful, you know, 15, 18 inches and didn't want to see it killed. Well, I thank you very much, Paul.
And you enjoy it. And in the spring, if you visit some of the garden centers and even some of the box stores, there are some varieties of this canna plant that you will fall in love with. There's a company from Australia, and they have, I think, 4 varieties right now. One, the leaf is a shiny black with an orange blossom. Then they have some multicolored foliage with yellows and orange and pink and red. And you could buy, you know, some of those, put them in your garden. You're getting beautiful, colorful foliage and beautiful flowers on that plant during the summer months. So look for them when the springtime arrives. And thank you for the phone call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dennis from Maine. He's got a question about blueberry bushes.
Wonderful. Dennis, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have 3 high bush blueberries that are planted next to my front door. They're
they're all within about 3 feet of one another.
Okay.
One is a good producer, one is marginal, one is not at all. They're about 7 feet tall and have thick stems, so they've been there for some time.
Right.
So my question is, what do I do? I mean, the one is good, and the other two, you know, are not really producing.
And they're all getting the same exposure and everything else.
Well, they're in the same location. The one in the back next to the house is the one that's not producing at all. So there may be some exposure problems because of the front plants.
Okay. So it's probably not getting as much sunshine, and it's preventing it from blooming. They can be moved very, very easily in the early spring before the foliage begins to appear on the plant. Blueberries are one of the very few plants that prefer an acid soil. And I mean acid. You never put lime on them. You would use a soil acidifier, and the name of it is called aluminum sulfate. And it's a soil acidifier, and it's good to make your blue hydrangeas deeper blue in color, but it's great for blueberries. But it's aluminum sulfate, and it will say soil acidifier. And if you did that spring and fall and fed them with a broadleaf evergreen like holly tone or something that is for evergreen plants, that will help also. It will help them to make buds on the plant. See, they make the flower buds during the late summer and through the fall for the following spring. So, if the back one this year doesn't blossom, then I would dig it out, relocate it to a sunnier location, because blueberries want as much sun as possible. And then next spring, cut it back by one third to tell the plant to bush out, to produce a lot of new growth, and that's where your buds are going to come the following year. And you really shouldn't let them get much taller than 5, maybe 6 feet. So that way you can just walk around the plant and pull the berries off very, very easily. They like to be mulched in the fall of the year to help to protect the roots. During the summer, if it gets hot and it's dry, water. And that way your blueberries will get larger and they'll have less of a tart taste and a sweeter flavor when you eat them or cook with them. And you don't, if you do that, that will help a great deal. If you look in this Cummings newsletter, it's coming out on Thursday. There was going to be a story about how to winterize your blueberries and strawberries for the winter months ahead of us. So there'll be more information there also that will help you out.
Well, Paul, okay. Can I move this in now at this time of year?
I would wait until spring. So as soon as the frost is out of the ground, move it. If you want to do it now, I mean, the weather has been pretty good. It's early October, and if you can move it into a sunny area, use some mycorrhizae fungus that will help to make the root system develop faster, and plant tone and holly tone both have the mycorrhizae in it, and that will help the roots to get established. And then a 3-inch layer of bark mulch on top of it to help to hold the heat in the ground as long as possible.
And do you have a variety that you recommend?
I try and plant 3 different varieties, early, mid-season, and late. And that way I don't get all my blueberries at the same time. And, you know, that way I have to end up freezing most of them. So I will buy an early, a mid-season, a late. They'll cross-pollinate each other very, very good. And if you go to your local nursery garden center, you know, this time of the year, a lot of the nurseries are starting to think, you know, fall is coming to an end, and fall is a great time to plant. And they're putting sales on a lot of the shrubs and trees so that you could buy blueberries and get 25, 30, 40% off, plant them in your garden, mulch them in nice and heavy, and that way you'd have more plants to become more productive.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I thank you, and you have a great weekend. Thank you. Our phone number, it's toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll work together to help you out. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Before we go to the phone lines, take a look at your lawn on a regular basis in the next 2 to 3 weeks with the possibility of voles and moles digging mounds of soil, or when you walk on the grass, it feels spongy. It's tunnels that they're digging. And if you're seeing that that's happening, you got to take care of it right now, or after winter, your lawn will be destroyed. Fertiloam has a product called Mole Go, and they have a granular that you put down with a spreader or a liquid that comes with a built-in sprayer that you can put on your lawn, and it will create a barrier. It's made with castor oil and other products, so it won't hurt them, but they will not go in that area because when they get the castor oil on their fur, it's sticky. They don't like the feel of it. They lick it, and castor oil is a laxative, so it gives them the runs, and they won't go in that area. So keep an eye. If you're getting digging and you're getting mounds of soil, treat with Mole Go from Fertiloam. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got, looks like, Kevin from Manchester. He's got a question about some berries.
Okay. Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I've been a long-time listener and first-time caller. I have found an Indian husk cherry plant growing wild in downtown Manchester, of all places. How do I harvest the berries so I can plant them and hopefully plant them someplace where I mountain bike that's wild and be able to harvest them next year? I mean, was it take a year or two for them to get to be harvestable?
It will take a year or two for the plant to get established. Okay. How large is it now?
The place where it's growing at is like in an industrial area, so it's not very tall. It's maybe maybe a foot tall, about 3 or 4 of them all growing together. It looks like the berries have dropped off in the same vicinity, and then just new plants have grown. So I would say it's probably a network of maybe 4 or 5 plants. It's about 3 or 4 feet long and less than a foot or two tall. They're growing like along a chain link fence.
Yeah. What I would do, because you never know what's going to happen with that construction site. They may, you know, when they're done, they're going to rip out the fence and bulldoze everything and may not be there next year.
That's what I'm hoping is. That's why I harvested like a cup full of berries. I ate some of them because they're so delicious. I mean, even growing where it's growing, you know, they were still really good. I love the berries. It's just that I want to be able to plant them and have a plant to go back to.
Why don't you talk to the people that are working on that site and see if you could dig up that plant?
I can take the whole plant, you think? Have you heard it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, as long as you get a good size root ball, the plant is what, a foot tall, you said?
About that, yeah. It's less than the height of my knee.
Okay. And it's how wide?
An individual plant. If I could separate them, the stalks are coming up like through the gravel and stuff, so it's probably, you know, one stalk going up into one plant. I'd say it's probably less than a foot and a half in diameter.
Okay. I would try and dig them up as a clump. Don't try and dig up each individual.
Okay.
Dig them up as a clump and get some soil with it. You know, pull all the gravel away.
In that site, yeah.
Yeah, and I would bring like a bushel basket or a pot about 18 inches.
18-inch pot.
Yep, and dig up the whole clump.
Okay.
Set it in your container, dig some soil, and, make it.
What would be a good soil to get? I went to horticulture school 5-6 years ago for a semester and stuff, and I studied mostly plants and shrubs and stuff, not like, you know, edible fruits and stuff. It was mostly for a landscaping job.
Right. Well, the two best potting soils on the market today are called Black Gold, and a lot of nurseries have it. And the same company is Fafard. And Fafard has a wonderful potting soil. So either Fafard or Black Gold, and then Ideal Organic. It's a man-made soil, and it is incredible.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.